Hey, yo, check this out. It's DJ Khaled. There's shows, and there's the Jalen and Jacoby show. Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself.
He is Jalen and
what up,
Rose?
Dope.
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together, we are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do, Jalen?
Give the people what they want.
The people want some football. They might get it. The NFL released the schedule, which means we now have NFL MVP odds. Caesars Sportsbook gave us the odds on who's going to take home the MVP in 2020 season. Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl champ on top. Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, and you see the rest of the list. Jalen, might be a little early.
Okay, Kyler.
But who is your MVP pick?
Lamar Jackson. And Patrick Mahomes was getting love on this show way before it became something for public consumption. When we were arguing a list that had him ranked as the late 20s as quarterback headed into the season, then he showed out and only won MVP that same year. Lamar Jackson is the reigning MVP. He's one of the only guys that I see have a season that basically mirrored Peyton Manning's arm and Michael Vick's legs. They added something to their running game that's a sleeper. So many people don't talk about the fact that you have to add to a strength. They did that in the draft. You know who they drafted, Jacoby? Dobbins, another running back. They always led the league. Already led the league. Already have Ingram. Already have Lamar. And they doubled down. Multiple tight ends, multiple people in the backfield. This is going to be a problem because they're the only team to play four down football.
Jalen, I have one simple question for you as a follow-up. Where are my homies? Patrick Mahomes is going to be the MVP this season. And I think it's simple. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl. They have the best team in the AFC by far. And they also added something in the draft, Jalen Rose. Basically the same reason that you said Lamar's going to win. I'm saying Patrick Mahomes going to win. Oh, do you remember Baton Rouge's own Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Oh, I know you do. You saw him run over all over the Final Four in college football, and he's going to do it in the NFL as well. He's going to replace some of that speed and some of that ability, that tackle-breaking ability in the backfield that they're missing. And with what they have in Kelce and what they have in receivers and adding him, I think it's not fair. Again, the rich just got richer, and the Chiefs playmaker caller, Andy Reid, is going to enjoy using Helaire. That's why I have him as the MVP, Patrick Mahomes.
So, well, they were using LeSean McCoy as getting feature carries at points last year. So that's an immediate upgrade. And I watched Dobbins run all over my Wolverines, unfortunately, for a couple of years. So both of those teams add to the running game. And lastly, put some respect on Tyreek Hill's name. Every time we talk about the top receivers in the league, he don't come up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give all of the credit to Patrick Mahomes because when I'm watching the games, it seems like he's running by people. He's doing all types of things out of the backfield. He's like a Swiss Army knife for that squad. So if your guy's going to win, it's because Tyreek Hill had an amazing season.
Well, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes was talking to LeBron. He's like, I just figured out how to read defenses. I was like, oh, that's the MVP right there. He's talking about he just figured out how to read defenses. That is the future MVP. If you had to pick a sleeper, Jalen, who would you pick as a sleeper?
So I don't research for this show and I don't work really hard, but when you put the odds up there, it surprised me that Dak was up there. I thought I was
put the
coming
odds up again
into the lab. It had a sleeper. I'm like, dog, I'm going to take somebody that ain't even signed right now. You know what I'm saying? They got CeeDee Lamb in the draft. Ezekiel going to have a full training camp. They took care of Amari outside, gave him a big deal. They already was the number one offense in the NFL for a squad that did not make the playoffs. Plus, he want to get a big deal. Dak Prescott.
I love that your sleeper is the quarterback with the third best odds to win, and I just let you do that. Didn't even tell you. When you said it, I didn't even tell you. I got Drew Brees as my sleeper, but we're going to move on because, Jalen, we need to look at you for your wisdom and your experience as a professional athlete to take us behind the curtain. There are only so many people that know what it's like to be drafted to a major sports league and get that first check. And Jalen, you are one of those people, so we need you to take us behind the curtain. I want to show you what should be the Lions quarterback Tua did. What Tua did, look at, he bought his mom a Cadillac on Mother's Day. So Jalen Rose, take us behind the curtain. What does it feel like? Don't get stuck on the Tua thing. I know you're going to talk about the Lions, but move on from that. What does it feel like to get that first check, to buy your mom something nice? Take me through that process and the feelings.
Man, that should be in Detroit. He bought our American-made car, too. Oh, my goodness. He was so perfect for my Lions. It's a dream come true, Jacoby, because whether you watch a young person graduate from high school or college, whether you see somebody get drafted, that's a culmination of your goals and your efforts, but also the hard work of your support group, your family, your friends, your parents, those that have sacrificed to put you in position to even be where you are. My mother, big shout to her, made sure she was at all of my games when I was in high school, leaving work early, making sure that I had everything that I needed to put me in position to chase my dream and to have that goal happen. Once it came to fruition, that was a part of the journey. I want to make sure that I do two things. Tell her that she doesn't have to work as a key puncher at Chrysler, which she had did for around 20 years. And the other thing is I'm going to put you up in the crib and you ain't going to have to worry about nothing. That's going to be your castle. That's going to be your lair. You deserve to be comfortable. You deserve to be taken care of as a small, very small token of my appreciation. And it's always great to see players when they give back, not only to their families and their parents, but also to their communities.
That is so nice. And big shout to Jeannie Rose. Jalen, you picked Lamar Jackson as your MVP candidate. I have another reason why he's not going to win. It has nothing to do with Patrick Mahomes. Lamar Jackson, before every single game, has a pregame meal, and wait for it, of shrimp Alfredo. That thick, heavy, creamy sauce sitting in your stomach when you're doing spin moves. That, no chance. That would slow me down. I can't even like get up from the chair after I eat shrimp Alfredo. How does Lamar Jackson eat shrimp Alfredo before every single
game? You know, Jacoby, not only do I love pasta, but I die for Alfredo. Yeah, I'll eat some spaghetti and that has red sauce, but I prefer the white sauce, the cream sauce, the butter sauce, the Alfredo, and my guy, my MVP, Lamar's out there running through guys like it's on a video game with Alfredo, and you know what I feel about seafood. You already know. You got to grill those shrimp. And then when you get really into it, you got to blacken those boys. You got to jerk those boys and then drop it with that pasta and Alfredo. I'm telling you, that should be his pregame going into next year.
No way. I would throw up all over the place if I had shrimp Alfredo before I went on a short jog. When we come back, people are talking about shutting down the NBA season for real. We'll discuss it after this. We got to give the people.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Hey guys, I know there's a lot going on in the world and we're all shopping online. I just saw that AT&T started doing two really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They're offering fast, free, no contact delivery with curbside pickup so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your home 24/7. Subject to change. Restrictions apply. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, we've been so excited about the return of the NBA season, but there are some that say it shouldn't even happen. Those are some prominent NBA analysts like Tracy McGrady from ESPN and also Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley. Now, my theory is that they just don't want to work, but what do you think about the proposal or the possibility that we should just scrap the NBA season and say, we'll see you next October and stay on schedule?
I don't follow that line of thinking. I love each of those gentlemen, as you know. But here's the deal. If we can have an NBA champion, we should have one. It's not like they play 50 games or less. Majority of the season has been played. Only approximately 20 games were remaining. So we know basically who's going to be in the playoffs. Find a way, even if it's a five-game series in round one, if it's compressed some way, somehow, if each of the players and the teams have to quarantine in remote locations in order to make this happen. This isn't the NFL where it's 1,300 players. It's going to be 16 teams, 15 players per team, plus staff and support unit. There is a way to play summer basketball and get this done, even if the season doesn't end until late September or even October. Starting this next season, late November or December, it's not the worst thing in the world. There are a lot of people like myself that wish the NBA would actually reconsider and set up its calendar that way.
I think what I do agree about delaying the calendar for next season, but one thing I think that we all need to realize and just look in the mirror and understand is that we are at the mercy of this virus. Like, we do not have plans. We do not. One thing I've stopped doing is forecasting what the future is going to bring us. Because you told me I'd be doing television from my bedroom in the middle of May back in February. I thought you were crazy. So I think the right approach by the NBA is to say, we're monitoring the situation. We're constantly evolving. We're always coming up with new scenarios and staying up with the latest test availability and technology. We're going to hang on as long as we can before we can canceled the season. But I honestly think, especially when it comes to Chuck, he just doesn't want to go to work. You know, Charles and Shaq, like, that's a lot of work. There's playoff runs, there's games every single night, you know, but we'll see. We'll monitor the situation. And Major League Baseball has put forth a proposal of how they would like this upcoming season to go, and they're going to give that to the MLBPA. And this is what it looks like. 82-game season, about half the regular games, 14-team playoffs, a little bit more than last year, and universal DH as you see some other switches. What do you think about this potential for the MLB's
return? I believe that leaves out the most important thing. What happens to the bread? That's one of those things that the MLB, with the best union in player sports, they found a way to not have a salary cap. Also, not really be disciplined when they get suspended heavily or for other infractions that take place, versus in basketball and football, those suspensions and those technical fouls, are those fines are a lot more hefty. So it's going to be interesting to see if they can get to the part of the money and if they can agree to how they're going to distribute it throughout the season.
Jalen, you always cut through to the core. You're like, where's the money? I see a lot of information on that screen, but I don't see where the money's going. So Jalen, this is very important news that matters. Jalen, we are all practicing social distancing, and from time to time we go outside, whether to go shopping or get some air, and it's hard to show social distance, and you're at the mercy of others and stay 6 feet away. Well, in Singapore, they have an answer for that. They have a robot dog. Dog's named Spot. It crawls around in parks, and it analyzes the scene to see if people are staying 6 feet away, and it alerts them if they are not practicing proper social distancing. What would you do if Spot pulled up on you?
That's amazing technology. I would try to avoid Spot at all costs. I would do like I used to do with dogs in the hood. See a spotter, chase me. Throw something at him, get him to chase me, run up on a porch, run up on a car, jump a fence, run in a backyard, run up on a slide the opposite way, jump on a jungle gym. That's what I'll do. I'll see what Spot really made of.
You know what I learned about Spot? Spot's remote controlled from a human. Like, that's ridiculous. I thought Spot was automated. Like, come on. You're going to put robot dogs out here. You can't be controlling them with a human. Just have the human do it. When we come back, I will tell you why I think I have to fight Mike Tyson. I'm not kidding.
GEICO has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Give the people what they want.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose has been tormenting me for weeks with the following video. Run it, Nestor.
But also, Tip and Mike. Mike and Tip.
I like that. Because I see Jalen Rose has his little guy with him, Jalen and Jacob.
Right.
And
so
Kobe and Jalen.
So I'll be the little guy.
Tip and Mike. Tip and Tyson.
Tip and Tyson. You dig what I'm saying? I like that.
I see Jalen Rose has his little guy there, Jalen and Jacob. That's what I am, not just to Mike Tyson, but to the world. Jalen Rose, little guy. I think I have to fight Mike Tyson. I'm just to prove that I'm not Jalen's little guy. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta step up like Steve Kerr and push Michael Jordan in the chest. I have to fight Mike Tyson. However, Jalen, I did feel that way until I saw this video that he just released. It's terrifying. This is current day Mike Tyson. This is current day 53-year-old Mike Tyson.
Look at
these punches. I don't think I have to fight Mike Tyson anymore. I think I'll just be your little guy.
Ferocious.
I don't know if I'm going to step in the ring with that.
A few things. Shout out to T.I. expeditiously. He always killing it in the podcast game. Mike throwing his elbow into those punches as well. All of his body weight. Jacoby, he's in shape. Representing Catskills, New York, in one corner. One guy has 50 wins and 44 KOs and was the youngest heavyweight champion in the history of boxing. And in the other corner, we have...
Let's take a look.
Jacoby Juice. He leaves out a few words in his bulletin. I'll tell you, in the first line, it should say, once, two. How about that? The next one has Hella representing the Bay Area. No loyalty to barbers, even during the pandemic. Come on, Jacoby. And last, Rec Hoops legend. Yes, he is. He's the kind of guy that will score 0 points in a game.
I'm going to fight Mike Tyson.
And think he's going to knock out Mike Tyson. Oh, I can't wait
to see
my guy.
And at the end of the bout, this is exactly what it's going to look like when I fight Mike Tyson. You'll see exactly what it's going to look like when I fight Mike Tyson. It's going to look like that. I'm going to do it. Mike Tyson, let's fight. I got you, Mike. I'm going to knock you out.
Look at my guy, Mills Wayne, trying to save your life.
Finds me. In the meantime, 4 o'clock. Right now it's time for Highly Questionable.
Thank you. You got to give the people time.